Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
50.
The song that we are, of course, talking about, if you haven't put it together yet, number 47, is Greenlander. David from London, Ontario, what do you think of Greenlander?
I really like this song. This is one that I only came across, not to keep repeating myself, but over the kind of COVID lockdown days, where with my extra time, I was going through some of the more back catalog, some of the extra kind of bonus songs that were not included on the albums when they first got released. And as well through listening to your podcast and the Pavement Conundrum podcast. They also helped to introduce me to some other songs that I was kind of not aware of, as well as getting the Westing compilation album as well. But yeah, this song I enjoy a lot. And one thing that hit me as well on this one is it has that kind of little more slow, reflective kind of pace to it, vibe to it. It's not a
really
rock
chill, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, this is Westy from the rock and roll band Pavement, and you're listening to The Countdown.
Hey, it's JD here, back for another episode of our Top 50 Countdown for seminal indie rock band Pavement. Week over week, we're going to count down the 50 essential Pavement tracks that you selected with your very own top 20 ballots. I, of course, tabulated the results using an advanced abacus and my fingers and toes. All that's left for us is to reveal this week's track. How will your favorite track fare in the ranking? You'll need to tune in, or whatever the podcast equivalent of tuning in is, to find out. This week, we're joined by Pavement superfan Keith from New York. So there's that. How are you doing, motherfucker?
I'm doing great. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. I am just raring at the bit to learn from you and about you.
Fine. Where do you want to start off?
Let's start off at the start. Where did you first experience the band?
So I think the first time I saw them was at the Tibetan Freedom concert. I think that was in 1997. It was in New York City. At Randall's Island. I didn't really know who they were, so I don't know. I'm not sure I paid that much attention to them. I remember watching them. And then I had I saw their album in HMV. They used to have the listening stations.
Yeah.
And I think it was Bright in the Corners. It was one of the albums.
That would make sense. 97.
And I didn't like the cover art, and I just kind of dismissed it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But then I was in a dollar bin like a few years later. It had to be 1998, somewhere around there, 1999. And I picked up a copy of Wowie Zowie along with Built to Spill's Perfect From Now On. I hadn't heard either of the bands, and I started listening to it, and I really liked them. So I got into them. I started listening a lot more. And then I got to see Pavement for the first time at the Matador 10th anniversary party in New York. It was at Irving
Plaza. No.
Yeah. And that was my first experience seeing them, paying attention to them live.
Paying attention to them where you went to see them. Well, talk to me about this show. How was it?
Oh, it was great. It was a fantastic show. I always wish they would release it, because I know they recorded it, because it was on the website for like a week afterwards on the Matador website. So I know that there was some kind of archive of it somewhere. But yeah, it was great. There was a bunch of bands. I think Cat Power was there also. What else was there? Maybe Guitar Wolf, someone else. But yeah, it was great. David Cross, I think, was the host. It was a really great show.
Oh, man. What a show.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had a great time.
Two big concerts. Like, I mean, the fact that you can say Tibetan Freedom, that you were there for that, you know, you weren't paying attention necessarily, but you got to see them. It bled into you some way. Talk to me about how much you found those records for. The Built to Spill and the
they were in a dollar. Wowie Zowie. I bought them.
So they were a dollar.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe it. Like, because I wasn't acclimated with either of those bands. And then after I listened to them, I was like, "Holy cow, this is fantastic!"
Take me through that. You go home, you put Wowie Zowie on, which is
That was Slanted and Enchanted. I bought in a dollar bin. Sorry, I bought Wowie Zowie after.
Okay.
I might have said that.
Okay.
Sorry, I misspoke.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, so sorry. So actually, it was Slanted, and then I listened to that, and it just blew me away. I thought it was a great album.
It would.
Yeah.
It would. And where I was going to go is Wowie Zowie is a little more divisive. Like, people are either like super fans of that record, or it's like third, fourth, or fifth. You know?
So yeah, Wowie Zowie is my favorite out of all the albums. I think it just there's just so much going on. It's just all different kind of directions, and I like it.
Take me through that a bit more.
I don't know. I feel like every song on an album just has like a different flavor to it. So, I mean, you move from, I guess, the beginning of the album is, you know, We Dance, and then Rattled by the Rush, just completely different. I don't know. It's just Fight This Generation. It's just such a, I don't know, it's different styles. And then you have the Spiral songs on there. It's just, yeah, it's a great album.
I honestly feel like it's a record that could have been done as like 7 inches, like where there's an A side and a B side, like each sort of normal, for lack of a better term, I'm sorry, Pavement fans, but you know, more traditional 3.5 minute songs are followed by, you know, sort of sonic bursts of ass kickery. And, you know, songs like Fight This Generation and Serpentine Pad and, gosh, what other ones? I don't have the track listing in front of me and my mind is going blank, but you know what I mean. So
yeah, 100%.
Wowie, what a great record. What a great record.
Yeah, but that's always been my favorite, I think, of all the albums.
I think it's properly rated. For me, it's a 3, and I think that's proper, but that's me. That's my list. You know, you did your top 20 lists and that's how you landed here. So, you go and see them at the Matador 10th.
Yeah.
Did you happen to go to the 2010 Central Park shows?
I did. And I actually had tickets to the Las Vegas Matador 20th where they were
playing. Oh my God. The catastrophe show.
Yeah. But I actually sold my tickets, and in retrospect, I guess that was a good thing. But yeah, I went to all 4 Central Park shows that year in 2010.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah. I remember because we bought the tickets a year in advance. And
yeah, I bought them the night my daughter was born.
Oh, wow.
I bought them the night she was born. She was born at 11 o'clock, and I think they went on sale at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that. Like something weird. Maybe it was LA time was 1 o'clock or something. I don't know, but it was something like that. And yeah, I bought them, and then I had to wait an entire year.
The same with the last shows too, right? And they went on sale good time ahead of the concerts this past run. Because I saw them at King's Theater when they came back last year or the year before, I guess.
Okay. They've been on the road for a long time now.
Yeah. Yeah. I also went to Barcelona, saw them when they came back at that Primavera Sound show. So
I was in Porto.
Oh, you were? Okay. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause did you buy the tickets way in advance and then have to wait through the pandemic like me?
3 years, right?
Yeah.
It was almost 3 years in advance. So I sat on those tickets, and then I followed them in the UK last year as well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I went and saw all the UK shows. I saw 3 of the 4 London shows, and all but one show in the UK. Fuck.
Oh, wow. What was your favorite show? Do you have like a memorable one that you...
You know what? At the Fonda?
Yeah.
I went to the Fonda in LA to see their warm-up show before they went to Porto and Barcelona.
Oh, cool.
The Primavera Sound shows. They did a date at the Fonda Theater in LA, and it was the anticipation I had, because prior to that I had seen them in Central Park. So it had been 10 years since I had seen them, 10 or 11 years since I had seen them. 12 years, I guess. And they were pulling out all the stops. You know, they've got the big video board behind them. You know, they've got a better light show this time out. They rehearsed a buttload of songs, and their set lists were sprawling and amazing and, you know, unique almost every night. Bob did such a great job. That show was just out of this world.
Oh, out of this world.
Yeah.
What did you think of the shows, if you compared them from the 2010 shows to the later shows in 2020?
Well, I don't know how much you remember about your Matador show.
Yeah.
That would, my guess is that's sort of like my experience with the Central Park shows. I was euphoric. I was just like, I almost didn't absorb what was happening. Like, I love New York City. To be in Central Park seeing my favorite band play with that sparse setup with those lights behind them, you know, those stringed lights behind them.
Yeah.
It was so sparse and loose and jangly. And it just didn't seem like they were having a ton of fun. That was my only sort of down to the whole thing. Whereas on this leg, like this, you know, this last couple of years, it really seems like they're enjoying themselves, like, by and large.
Yeah, I felt like that too. I felt like the last show I saw at, where was it? At Brooklyn Steel.
Brooklyn Steel shows too.
I went to those too, and I felt like the last show they kind of started, it felt like they were running out of steam, but I guess it was the end of the whole run. So all the other shows are great. That was, and I was like, oh, I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's time to give it a little more time, time off or something.
So you went to all four?
I went to not all four Brooklyn Steel. I think I went to three of them. Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to go to South America?
I am not going to South America. I wish I was, but no, I'm not. No.
Yeah, I was talking to Spiral a couple episodes ago, and you know, he was like, so are you going to come down? And it's like, because I did that UK thing, maybe they think I made a money now. I don't know. but that was definitely done, you know, as like a bucket list trip.
Yeah.
So,
you know what? I feel like Spiral, like, I went to see Preston School of Industry when they opened for the Deers, like Mercury Lounge, like a long time ago. And I thought they were great. And then I saw Spiral a few years ago when he came to New York, and there maybe was like 20 people in the audience. And I thought the music was so good that, like, he should just, I don't know. I feel like he doesn't get his due, like, as a solo artist sometimes. And it really annoys me.
I'm with you 110%. That last record, Medley Attack, was really, really good.
Yeah.
And it would be like being in a band with Paul McCartney or John Lennon, you know, like, you could be George Harrison, but you're going to get dribbles and drabbles rather than, you know, the big chunk of steak that those guys get, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but I really enjoy his stuff, yeah.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so Bright in the Corners was the first record that you were sort of cognizant of the band for. Then you went, you got Slanted, you listened to that. Were you up to date by the time Terror Twilight came out?
I was, yeah. By the time, I believe I was, yeah. Terror Twilight, I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure I was up to date by that point, yeah. I can't remember exactly when Terror Twilight came out now. I'm trying to remember.
99.
Yeah, then I was up to date, yeah.
Got that one in real time.
Yeah, yeah. I remember because when Terror Twilight came out, I actually had bought a Terror Twilight poster off of eBay with all the band's signatures, and it was one of the from Matador. It was like a promo. Someone won, and I think they sold it on eBay, and I bought it. And I had it in my closet for years, and I had a leak, and it destroyed the poster. And I was so upset. But,
oh, my fuck. That's terrible news.
Yeah, yeah.
So, oh, you should have had that baby framed.
I know, I know. I was poor traveling indigent running around trying to...
We've all made those kind of mistakes. Yeah. Oh, that's too bad. It's too bad that you have to suffer, though, as a result.
But I really like that album as well. I mean, I don't think they have a bad album that they've ever put out. So, I mean, it would be nice to hear another one, but I don't know if we'll get
them. Yeah, I asked Spiral about that when I talked to him. And he seemed like sort of okay with the idea of them doing new music. I don't know how I feel. I think 5 records, a couple great EPs, 1 masterpiece EP, some 7 inches and a 10 inch. And, you know, like in a 10-year span, they put out a lot of material, and a lot of it, like you said, is really good. For this podcast, we got over 120 songs. No, not over 120. It was 121. I believe is the final number, 121 or 120 songs. Like, different songs were chosen. I don't know how big the catalog is. I'm going to guess maybe 200 songs, 175.
Yeah.
So that means almost, you know, 2/3 of the catalog got a vote in this fucking thing. That's crazy town.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, but when you look back at it, you're like, oh, that totally makes sense. So,
yeah.
There's not much filler.
No, there's really not.
And but even on the remasters of the ones that came out, like you can, all the B-sides and everything that came out, I remember back in the day you had to find them on like LimeWire or some kind of weird service, and now they're all available. Like, so it's nice to hear that.
And they're coming out with a 7-inch box set.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
This year. Yeah, that's what Spiral was saying.
Oh,
so it's going to be a collection of all the 7-inches.
Wow, that's pretty
cool. I don't know if they're going to re-release Slay, like remaster Slay tracks for that. I have no idea, but save your pennies, Pavement fans.
Sounds good.
Well, it's been great talking Pavement with you. What do you say we get to the main course and reveal the track?
Sounds good.
Okay, we'll do that right after this.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is Bob Nastanovich from Pavement. Thanks for listening. And now on with a countdown.
46.
There is no castration fear. In a chair, you will be with me. We'll dance, we'll dance, we'll dance, but no one will dance with us.
chim, 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 sing a song of praise for your elders there in the back. Pick out some Brazilian nuts for your engagement. Check that expiration date, man. It's later than you think. You can't enjoy yourself, I can't enjoy myself. You can't enjoy yourself, I can't enjoy myself. Move that swing and watch it break straight like an arc. But I won't be there to leave you. Oh, oh, oh. Cause I don't have anymore. Maybe we could dance. Maybe we could dance. Maybe we could dance together. 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 Together.
So there you go. At number 46, it's the third Wowie Zowie song to chart behind Best Friend's Arm at number 49, and Motion Suggests Itself at 48. Here we are at 46 with We Dance, the first track off the 2005 masterpiece Wowie Zowie. Keith, what do you think about We Dance?
So yeah, I think it's a great song. I love how it leads off the album. It's got like I feel like it has this ethereal quality to it, like that kind of just, I don't know, it just kind of dreamy sort of for me. I don't know if that's how it comes off to anyone else at the beginning of the song. It sort of
very
reminds
mellow,
me,
right?
Yeah, very it's very mellow. I read it. I don't know what I read into the lyrics so much, but
it's tough.
It's the same with
Malcolmus, right? Like,
it's the same with a lot of his songs. But I love the lyrics. I don't know what I'm actually reading into them.
I think they're notebook songs, and you know, there's phrases here and there that you know mean things, but contextually, when you put them together, it doesn't like run a narrative. If that makes sense.
No, that's totally true. Yeah.
And, you know, this song right off the bat with No Castration Fear in a Chair, like, what in the Christ is he talking about?
I think I sang that part wrong for a number of years also.
Oh, what was the lyric you sang?
I don't know. I think in here. So for a while I didn't know it was in a chair. I just sang it somewhere else. Yeah. It always reminds me of, do you ever hear that Bowie song, Letter to Hermione? It always reminds me of that kind of quality at the beginning of it. It's like this, I feel like alone, right? I don't know. That's what it always reminds me of.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's always like the way it starts out. I don't know. That's what I always think of it. Maybe I just listened to them. I might have listened to them around the same time, and it just kind of caught on. It reminds me of like a time in my life also, because I remember when I was listening to the album and the people I was around, and it just, I guess all music does that, but that's kind of also the feeling it gives me.
Yeah. I was listening to it today on the Good Cans, and I had it pretty cranked, and I don't know that I've ever heard in the left channel, really low in the mix, it sounds like a fucking bong. It sounds like somebody's drawing bong hits. Like I hear like a bubbling sound, like that you would hit, you know, before you pull the chamber, or before you pull the whatever it's fucking called, the carb, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else has heard that or whether it's the joint that I smoked that's making me hear that. I don't know, but I heard it. So if you want to tell me I'm crazy or I'm damn straight right, send me an email, jd@mediumalchemist.com. Would love to hear from you.
I'll give that a listen. I want to check that out now.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you got to hear it. So musically, Westy's pretty soft-handed in this song, right? Like, there's a lot of restraint on the drums.
Yeah.
And you know, it makes sense. It's a lower tempo song. Really doesn't do a great job of setting the table for the record. And I don't mean that in a disparaging kind of way, because I don't know what kind of song you could put as your first song that would set the table for the record, that would leave the listener going, oh yeah, that's what this record is going to be, because this record is so diverse.
Well, yeah, that's for me. That's why I like how it starts off that way. I like the juxtaposition between the songs that follow. So I don't know. I kind of always liked it the way it started.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good song.
So where do you think it lands on the scale? It comes in at number 46. Is it properly rated? Should it be rated higher? Should it be rated lower? Like, what do you think?
I think that it could be a little higher, maybe. Yeah, I'm thinking. I'm trying to think how many albums, how many songs. I could see it being maybe around 40, 39, somewhere around there. But yeah, but it's not too far off.
So it cracks your top 40.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. I dig it. Do you have anything you want to plug, or is there anywhere that people can find any of your work that you want to share or anything like that?
Not at the moment. No. No, I don't really have anything to plug. I wish I did.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Well, it's been great to have you here. I thank you very much.
Yeah,
Stick around.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. No, thanks. Thanks for being here. Wash your goddamn hands. Thanks for listening to Meeting Malcolmus, a Pavement podcast, where we count down the top 50 Pavement tracks as selected by you. If you've got questions or concerns, please shoot me an email, jd@meetingmalcolmus.com. Duvra! Podcasts and such.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.